This is Winners on RSN 927. Let's get into our preview of the meeting today with the eight races. And we've got Dean Lester with us with his form analysis. How are you, Dean?
I'm good, thanks, Nards.
Well, what do you think of this meeting today?
Look, I think it's a pretty tricky start to the program. Very competitive races, but I like a couple later in the day.
And from the tab, Trent Langscale is on board. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
What's the punting interest been like today?
Well, Dino just mentioned that perhaps the earlier races on the card are a little bit tricky to assess, but that's where a fair bit the confidence is at the moment. It's later on in the program where the punters are finding it a little bit more difficult. So particularly the first three on the card, there's a good push for most of the favoured runners there in those first three races.
Well, let's have a look at race number one. Look, the scratchings are 1, 3, 5 and 10, and good to see they've named one after you here.
Yeah, I'm not sure if Henry Dwyer is a the name has come from this, Nadia, but yes, Trent is the Tab Fixed Odds favourite and has been back from $2.90 into $2.50. You've got Lady Mahala, who's been solid around the $3.30 mark today. Sinjari has been the notable drifter, as short as 280 out to 420. Mercury Bullet at 7, and the other two in the race, Raid the Cabinet 11 and Cape to Cairo 34. But Trent, well backed in the first, $2.90 into now $2.50.
And does get the addition of blinkers here, Dean. Look, how do you have these horses mapping?
Yeah, well, three of the six runners have got blinkers either first time or again, and Raid the Cabinet's got them off. So I'm expecting Mercury Bullet and Lady Mahala from the outside two draws to come across. Sinjari and maybe Trent will hold his a spot towards the inside a bit closer, but maybe the speed from out wider, but small field, probably a bit of a tactical race, Nards.
And a lot of these up to 1,400 metres as well. Look, how have you rated these horses?
I'm going to go with Lady Mahala. I think the blinkers on is a plus. Her recent runs have been very good. The stable have obviously been going really well for some time now, and I think she might be the next to give them a winner, certainly deserving of a win. To beat 6 Sinjari, I thought ran well at Pakenham. Just looked a little bit inexperienced there, narrowly beaten. I think with the benefit of that race experience can run well. Certainly, I think the blinkers will help here with Trent, who ran well, got a long way back at Traralgon. That was a high-pressure race early. I think off barrier one here can run well. And two, Raid the Cabinet, conversely. I just think went too keenly last start. Previous form around Mr. So-and-so, ASEAN, all pretty good form references and can certainly bounce back here. But I think Lady Mahala is the one to beat. 9, 6, 7, and 2.
So 9, 6, 7, 2 from Dean in the first. So we go over to race 2. 3-year-old fillies race, 1,200 metres. No scratchings here, Trent. And we've got 4, which there isn't much between them in the market.
That's right, Nadia. And there's been a fair bit of fluctuation with these four. So Bella Martini opened $2.50 on Monday. Now a $3.20 favourite. So still on the top line. But Ocean Deep has been as much as $4.40 into $3.50. You have Egyptian Bullet, who did get out to as much as $4.40 this morning, back in the $3.60. And Car Dashing has been a notable drifter, $2.70 out to $4. And then Purely Royal, $23, and My Cherry, $31. So Bella Martini, still the favourite, but has eased from $2.50 to $3.20. The notable firmers here, Nadia, Ocean Deep, $4.40 into $3.50. And after a little bit of an ease this morning, Egyptian Bullet, as much as $4.40 into $3.60.
Ocean Deep, with the winkers on here, Dean, would you expect her to be prominent in the run?
Yeah, I do, Nards. Her Egyptian Bullet, probably the two. Kardashian's drawn the outside, whether she tries to go with them or tries to slot in behind them. And Bella Martini will probably cross the first start of My Cherry, I think, to be on the rail, maybe behind Egyptian Bullet.
I suppose the big query of this race is those four in the market, two of them are first up.
That's true. Bella Martini and Kardashian are both trialled. I thought Bella Martini was the more impressive of those recent trialers. But I'm going to go with Ocean Deep, who I thought did a good job to win on debut and beat two subsequent winners, Star Silk and Langro, who have won since that race. And I thought it was a good performance and indicative of a filly that can certainly go to midweek grade and win straight away. Bella Martini showed enough last time in and has trialled, as I said, well enough to be competitive here. Egyptian Bullet's got the big class drop-off stakes race on Oaks Day. Still got 60 kilos after the claim, which is a little challenge, but she's a good talent, and she has won three races, so she's certainly at 64 benchmark, well qualified. And Kardashian, as I said, probably trialled okay recently, and with the claim for Ethan Brown next best, but I think Ocean Deep can probably win again. 4, 3, 1, and 2.
So 4, 3, 1, and 2 from Dean in the second. We go over to race number 3 here, Trent. You can take out the 9, and this is a challenging race. It's very wide.
It is, Nadia, but you've got Hoagland, who has been supported this morning from $7.50 into now a $5 equal favourite with Holy Freeze. Grand Crown has been a drifter this morning from $4.80 to $5.50. Alsman, similar, 5 out to $6.50. You've got Redcore, who's solid at the $6.50 mark, and the others in single figures, Echo Jet, $7.50, and Grandioso, $8. So extremely difficult, the third, but at least there has been a push for Hoagland, as much as $7.50 this morning into now a $5 equal favourite with Holy Freeze.
And who's got tactical speed here, Dean?
I'm thinking maybe Holy Freeze and Elsvin are the most likely, but Grand Crown, I think, from Barrier 2 wouldn't be far away, and whether horses like Prevailing Winds or Echo Jet from Out Wider push on. But, it's not a clear-cut map, Nards, with them having such few runs between them.
And I suppose this is a very difficult race. Look, you've got a horse who's first up, who's since been gelded, prepared by Darren Weir and Prevailing Winds, and six of these horses are all last start winners.
Yeah, and four debutant winners, Nards. So they haven't got a depth of experience. It's a really challenging race. I'm tipping it's a good race for the Aaron Purcell yard. I'm going to go with Grand Crown here. I thought that whilst the debut win was only in a small field at Warrnambool, beat a horse called Blue Brook, who'd run very well at Moonee Valley. Third horse came out and won at Echuca on Monday. So there's nothing wrong with that form reference, and I think 1,200 metres will suit. The other Purcell runner in Hoagland, again, the debut win, nothing wrong with that performance at Horsham, beating Gin Atomic, who won very, very easily at Donald on Donald Cup Day on Sunday. So I thought that it was a good race for the stable there, 8-2-3, Holy Freeze. Was quite a good win on debut, beating Vibrato, who had some reasonable maiden form going in there and showed tactical speed and won quite well. Been given time to get over that run, goes on to a drier track today, which is little variable here. And the horse with the most race experience is Grandioso, and he has been running okay, so there's no reason that he wouldn't run very well in this race. But for mine, the trickiest race of the day, 8-2-3-6.
So 8-2-3-6 from Dean in the third. Look, we go over to race number four, and this is over 2,400 metres. Now, the scratching, you can take out 9, along with number 13. How does the market look at the moment, Trent?
This is one of the races, Nadia, where the punters, they're just not quite too sure what to make of it at the moment. You've got Almeida, who is the favourite, has been as short as $3.20, but at the top of the market at $3.50. Michelin, just a slight ease from $5.50 to $6. You've got Street Spun around the $6.50 mark. Anamoy has been a little bit of a tightener this morning from $9.50 into $7. Cause at $9.50. And then you're getting out to the double figures, the Housemaid at $11 and Bay Cool at $12. So unlike the first three races where there has been at least a couple of decent pushes in a couple of the races, Almeida the $3.50 favourite, but no real big firm here in the fourth.
Okay, so no real significant moves at this point. Who's likely to go forward, Dean?
Yeah, Almeida's the leader. Nards, the Waterhouse Bot horses like to roll along, and at her last four starts, she's been the leader, so I don't think they'll change that pattern. And then to settle in behind her or up outside the speed's probably up for grabs, whether horses like Bay Cool and Coors from Out Wider or Billy Bayou from a good draw just settle in behind. But I think Almeida's the leader.
Okay, Almeida being the one who's going to be prominent. Any value in the market at the moment?
Oh, I think Almeida's the one to beat again. I'm surprised the market hasn't gone a bit stronger towards her. Her run two starts back was very good at Moonee Valley behind Sherlock Holmes, who then ran well on Cup Day. Also out of that race was Weave, who won on Friday night. And then she backed up last start and thought was taken on a little bit mid-race, but really ran away with it late. And I think she can win again, Almeida. She's in great form. Anamoy is a horse I've got a bit of time for. He's only won a couple of races, but he's running the Mortlake Cup was quite sound, and he now gets up to a distance that really suits. He did run second in the bag at 2,800 metres to Anis Mirabilis, who then went on to win the Adelaide Cup. So he's got some good form for a benchmark 64. I think work out a way to make your main bet Almeida and at least a saver on Anamoy. I think that's the way to play the race 2-1. 7 Michelin was a good run at Ballarat and gets up in distance, I think, which will suit. And maybe number 3, Bay Cool, next best, who all but fell last start in that scrimmage at Flemington in the 2,800 metre race. He's well graded here today. 2, 1, 7, and 3.
On RSN 927, winners with Nadia Horn.
And let's continue our preview of the meeting this afternoon from Sandown. We're up to race number 5. Dean Lester and the Tabs Trent Langscale are with us. Race 5 being the first leg of the quali is for the fillies and mares over 1,500. Now, having a look here, we've got runners 5 and 6 coming out. How does the market look, Trent?
There was a little bit of adjustment with a missed opportunity coming out this morning, Nadia. But since then, Prayer Eclipse has been well supported as the favourite from $3.60 in and now $3.10. You've got Fudged solid at the $5 mark. Atomic Kitten, just a little bit of an ease, $6 to $6.50. Grand Trofina at $7. Gold Blush is the other galloper in single figures at $7.50. And then Angel 8 heads the rest at $11. But Prayer Eclipse, the best supported here in the first leg of the quaddie, $3.60 into $3.10 this morning.
Okay, so that's the move with the market. How does the map sit with you at the moment, Dean?
Nards, I think the inside draws are the key to the speed here. I would think that Prayer Eclipse will be prominent. Seemed to just get spat out the back at the start in the Country Cup final, but she's got tactical speed. Star Circle led at a very pedestrian tempo at Ballarat, but Fitter and Barrier 2, I think, will probably use that. And Love in the City from Barrier 3 wouldn't be far away. So I actually think the barrier draw, the map looks as though they'll sort of just file in from where they've drawn nearly, so the inside two draws might be the speed.
Exactly. Okay, so the favourite is likely to probably take up the running here. Do you think she can win?
Look, she's such an honest mare, but she just doesn't win very often. That's the thing about Prayer Eclipse. She's well graded today and she's pretty well weighted and gets the claim for Craig Williams. She's got a great winning chance, but I like Fudged each way here. I think back to form last start with that win, albeit in 58 grade, but I think just got her back on track with a winning performance. You go back last preparation, she won here at Sandown Hillside, ran third to horses like Oakdoor and Widgie Turf, finishing ahead of Kanedna. It's a fantastic form reference for a race like this with the claim for Steph Thornton, and I'm going to go with her 8 Fudge to beat 11 Grand Trofina, who I think is quite a promising middle distance mare and ran well first up against the pattern of the day, been given time between runs, down in the weights can run well. Certainly Eclipse goes in the quaddie. She can win. I think she's well found for a mare that hasn't won in her last 10. And 7 Star Circle, who, as I said, led at a pretty even speed last start, knocked up late, but will be fitter again. 8, 11, 10 and 7.
So 8 from 11, 10 and 7 in race number 5 from Dean. We go to race 6, and this is over 1,600. Scratchings are runners 3 and 5, Trent.
We have last week the $3.50 favourite, Nadia, and hasn't been too much change from that price. Similar for Almighty, who's a $3.80 second elect. Magellan at $5.50. Pop Queen at $7. The other in single figures is Barney Allen. A little bit of specking. 14 was the opening price on Monday, now $9.50. And then Galileo's Pearl, the best of the others, at $12. But there hasn't been a real positive lead here in race 6, where last week heads the betting at $3.50.
Okay, so no real move. What about the map, Dean? How does that help us out?
I don't know if it gives us any great insight. Now, it's other than Pop Queen's probably the leader. I think Gold Artisan will use Barrier 1 to advantage. Barney Allen with the lightweight from Barrier 4, I don't think it'll be far away. And horse like Almighty, they've got to make the decision whether they go forward or back. I think they've either got to sort of slide forward and be in the first four or concede from that outside draw in the field of 9.
I thought last week has been gilded. I wouldn't say that that's happened in 24 days.
No, I wouldn't say so. I'd just say
tongue tie might be going on, though.
Yeah, definitely that. But, yeah, that would be just a bit of a clerical tidy up, I'd imagine. He's a good chance last week, but key runner for me is Almighty. I think he's quite a talented three-year-old. Mightn't have seen the best of him yet in Melbourne, but his first up run was adequate behind Snitzer Peg, and then he finished about the same margin behind that horse again in the Carbine Club. Back to this sort of grade 64 level, does have to take on older and experienced horses, but probably limited horses at that, and I think he's well placed. I think he just needs that little bit of luck from the draw. He'll be hard to beat. Last week was a good run at Hamilton. That was the qualifier for the Oaks Day Country Cup series, and he ran well. It was a good, honest effort there. Next best for Magellan, who just keeps churning out good, solid performances. Wasn't beaten far last up behind Serenade the Stars, who didn't have much luck last week at Moonee Valley, so that form's okay. And even though he only comes off a Mortlake maiden win, Barney Allen's always shown ability in handy maidens. Got the maiden out of the way last start, and with the claim here, can ride the speed with a lightweight and run a bold race. 8, 7, 4 and 11.
So 8, 7, 4 and 11 in race number 6. We then head over to race 7 today, and this is over 1,300 metres of benchmark 70, where the scratching is number 7, Trent.
in any of the quaddie legs. Nadia, this is the best supported runner. And speaking of Harbour Grey, who this morning was $3.40 at one point, is now a $2.80 favourite. You've got Mac Attack, the $4 second elect. Search Squad, solid enough at the $4.20 mark. See Me Fly has drifted from an opening price of $3.90 to now $5. And then it's $13 or better the rest with Rapid Asset at the $13 mark. But Harbour Grey, well supported in race 7 at Sandown from an around about $3.40 this morning. Now clearly the best supported at $2.80.
And only just missed at Flemington in the Greys race. How are they mapping in this, Dean?
It's only a pedestrian speed on paper, Nards. The likes of Rapid Asset, Harbour Grey, excuse me, even me, maybe Mac Attack from out wide first up could be prominent, but not a renowned leader as such, and you know, just could be a little bit tactical in that regard.
And what about your selections? Are you with the favourite?
Look, he runs a lot of seconds, Nards. I know he just got Pip Wright on the line there on Oakstay, and it was a good run. That was a benchmark 90. A couple of days earlier, Search Squad ran really well behind Ocean Embers in a stakes race, and whilst he doesn't win out of turn either, he's often raced at a lot higher level than this, and Barrier 1, Craig Williams, on with Search Squad to beat Harbour Grey, the two horses coming off Melbourne Cup week. I think they represent the best form. 8, See Me Fly. Ran pretty well at Mornington last start. Was back a long way and wide, and thought ran quite well. Gets a claim here for Liam Reardon, who has won on the horse. And Mac Attack looked to trial quite well recently at Ballarat. Resumes. It's got good fresh form, and the Archie Alexander stable are really going well at the moment. 6, 1, 8, and 9.
So 6, 1, 8, and 9 in race number 7 from Dean. And then we go over to the last race, race 8, over 1,400 metres. Clear of scratchings here, Trent.
In the last, Nadia, Minoan Spirit has been pretty solid this morning at the $3.10 quote as the favourite. You've got Cool Runnings, just a little bit easy, out to $7. Parallel World at $9 has been pretty much that price throughout the morning. Charlie Chevelle at $9.50. And then you've got Savvy Bell at $11. A little bit of specking down for Near Q, as much as $19 into $15 there. But aside from Minoan Spirit, Nardi, the other runners haven't received too much support. Minoan Spirit, the $3.10 favourite in the last of 8 at Sandown on the Lakeside Circuit.
And how do they map in this, Dean?
I think Flaming Bell's probably the leader. Nards, Parallel World hasn't raced for a few weeks but has got tactical speed. And then there's probably a group of 5 or 6 of them that won't be that far away that behind those two, and the likes of Goldie's Fortune, Minoan Spirit, Charlie Chevelle, and maybe G Wizard from out wide. A Lady Provocateur with the blinkers first time might race a bit closer.
What do you like in the last?
I think he's a good favourite in the last. Nards, Minoan Spirit, I think sort of go through his form card, and they tried him over a little bit further, and I'm not sure that was the key. And I think the little key is keeping him fresh and keeping him to 1,400, as they did last start. He'd had 23 days between runs when he won at Hamilton. He's got a similar profile here of 24 days, and I just think from a probably inside midfield, lovely draw for him, claim for Ethan Brown. I think he'll win the last to beat 10 Savvy Bell, who is going really nicely. The effort at Seymour to win was good, beating a subsequent winner in Trembling. 8 Napoleon's Wars, better known over further, but has trialled well enough to be competitive fresh, and both runs at this distance have yielded placings in the past. And 12 Parallel World, the little query is the 5 or so weeks between runs, but that first up effort at Cranbourne was terrific, and he does have the tactical speed to roll forward. 1, 10, 8, and 12.
1, 10, 8, and 12 from Dean in the last. What about a best roughy quaddy, and also your player of the day?
My best is the last, Nards. Race 8, number 1, Minoan Spirit. Best values, race 5, number 8, Fudged. Quaddy, first leg, 7, 8, 10, 11. Second leg, 4, 7, 8, 11. Third leg, 1, 6, 8, 9, and the last leg, 1, 8, 10, 12. My player of the day is just going to have extra units on number 1 out in the last leg of the quaddie.
Good on you, Dean. Good punting.
Beauty. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester. So what's been the best back runner today at this point, Trent?
Well, best back, Nardia, will go to race 7 at number 1, Harbour Grey. Once again, $3.40 this morning, now a $2.80 favourite. And perhaps outside of that, mention that there's a bit of great confidence in some of the earlier races. All bias aside, Nadia, in the first, number 7, Trent, 290 into 250. And in race 3, number 2, Hoagland, was $7.50 this morning, now a $5 equal favourite. But as I said, the best supported comes up in race 7, number 1, Harbour Grey, a $2.80 favourite.
Well, I'm glad to see there is a bit of a gear change with you today too. You do have the blinkers added, so that might just keep you back on track.
Just need to concentrate, Nadia, on the big stuff.
Exactly, exactly. We'll talk later. Thanks, Trent.
Thank you, Nadia.
Trent Langscar from tab.com.au.